So we are able to worship together. And I want to thank everyone who participated from the beginning all the way till now. I also want to thank our friends, our visitors, who are here today. I'm glad that we are worshiping together. This morning, actually this Sabbath, is Spirit of Prophecy Sabbath, and you know, I will encourage everyone to study the Word and to check things out to see what the Lord has prepared for all of us. This morning, I titled the sermon "The Gift of Prophecy." I mean, we know this very well, the gift of prophecy. That is the number 18th for our belief. So Seventh-day Adventist belief, this is one of the beliefs, the gift of prophecy. You know, God has spoken to us in various ways. And one of them is prophecy. But before we get to that this morning, I wanted to invite you to pray. Lord, we are grateful for your Holy Spirit that you allow to work with us. The Spirit that search the things that are unknown to human being and reveal to us what you have for us today and for tomorrow. As we pray, we ask for that Spirit to assist us as we go through your Word so we can understand and take it into action. Be with us now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So, God has spoken to our fathers through the prophets. Well, for us today, God speaks to us in many ways, just like he did for our fathers as well. God speaks to us through our conscience, through the nature, through his Bibles, and through the prophets. So his word is good for us, and his prophets are good for us. And so, as I mentioned earlier, gifts of prophecy is the 18th belief for us as Seventh-day Adventists. And I'm going to read what that says. The scriptures testify that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is prophecy. So prophecy is what? It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. This gift is an identifying mark of the remnant church, and we believe it was manifested in the ministry of Ellen G. White. Her writings speak with prophetic authority and provide comfort, guidance, instruction, and correction to the church. They also make clear that the Bible is the standard by which all teachings and experience must be tested. So, what do we say about the spirit of prophecy or the gift of prophecy? Is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Is the gift of the Holy Spirit. If you turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 11, the Bible reads, "The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way. That is for the good of all." What the Bible says, the gift of the Holy Spirit is given to each one of us for the good of all, not for the good of the individual, not for good for a certain group, not for the good for specific people, but it's for everyone. To some, verse 8, to some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. So some people have that wisdom because they have been given that particular one. That's why the first part we read says, the Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special ways. Some people have that gift of wisdom. As we continue reading, it says, to others, the same Spirit gives a message of knowledge. So some people have that knowledge. And it continues, says, to others, the same Spirit gives faith. We pray this morning, Elder John says, if you wish, you can come up front. And for some people, because of their faith, they pray that things happen. They pray the people who are sick get healed. They pray for God to intervene in people's life and things happen. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. To others, that one Spirit gives gifts of healing. And I will say that faith and healing, also they work together. Because someone that has faith and say, we can make this happen, and it will happen. Someone that come and say, we're going to pray on your behalf, and you will be healed. The healer also has the faith. To others, he gives the power to miracles. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy. To others, he gives the ability to tell the Spirit apart. To others, he gives the ability to speak in different kinds of languages they had not known before. And to still others, he gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. All the gifts are produced by one and the same Spirit. He gives gifts to each person just as he decides. So, can I have the gift of prophecy? Am I able to get that gift? Somebody say no. Somebody say yes. Do I have that ability to speak in other languages? Somebody say not in yes. And somebody may say no. What I'm heading to is that the Holy Spirit decides. It's not me to decide and say, today I'm going to speak, I'm going to prophesy, or today I'm going to speak in tongues or other languages. So the Holy Spirit has given each one of us particular gift so that all of us can do what? So it's good for all. So it's good for the church. So it's good for God's people. So as we just saw in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the gift of the Holy Spirit is prophecy, among other gifts. So that's one part. Based on Seventh-day Adventist belief, and according to the scripture, the other thing about the gift of the other thing about prophecy is that it is an identifying mark of the remnant church. One, the prophecy is a gift and comes from the Holy Spirit. Two, it is an identifying mark of the remnant church. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. So here, we don't have a lot of time to go through every identifying sign to explain this one by one. But some of you agree with me that the woman in this prophetic term represents the church. And so, the Bible says dragon, which we also understand can be called the serpent, which definitely we know from the Garden of Eden is Satan, was angry and came after the woman and went to make war with her seed. But it didn't just say seed, remnant seed. So what we are heading to, I'm heading to, is that he's making war with the small group of people that are remaining for this church. Those people, the Bible says, they keep the commandment of God, and then they have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, all or most of the churches nowadays believe that this commandment they're talking about is the Ten Commandments, is the law of the living God. And so this remaining group of the woman, basically the church, those faithful worshipers in that church love to keep the commandment of God. And they also associate themselves with the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, what the testimony of Jesus Christ has to do with what we're talking about this morning, let's move on to Revelation 19, verse 10. It says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him." That was John. So he fell at the feet of the angels that was in communication with him. "And he said unto me," that angel said unto John, "See thou do it not." What doesn't he have to do? He does not have to bow down to the angel. "Don't worship me, brother John." The Bible, the reading continue. "I am thy fellow servant." In fact, this is why the term that he used. "I am your servant. I am your messenger." I am your servant, or I am your messenger. "And of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus." I am a part of that group that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Praise the Lord. So the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we are able to interpret what the gift of prophecy means through the Bible itself. It is the testimony of Jesus. These are the words that talks about Jesus. These are the words that set Jesus apart. These are the words that reveal who our Savior is and the plan that God has for the entire universe. Well, let's continue reading. Maybe it's not enough. Revelation chapter 22, verse 8 and 9. "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things." Verse 9 says, "Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." Praise the Lord. Now, there is another piece here that is associated with the spirit of prophecy or the testimony of Jesus. It aligns with the prophets. So, not the spirit of prophecy work with prophets. The testimony of Jesus work with prophets. So you cannot prophesy if you are not a prophet. And who is a prophet? I'm sorry? Those who God have chosen. Praise the Lord. The prophets, God has chosen them. We know that God called Moses and he began to excuse from the call. God called Abraham. God called who else? Jeremiah, Hosea. So the prophets are God's selected people or chosen people for specific message, for specific responsibility, as we says, God have gifted this prophet to prophesy. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus and has been given to particular people just like the Holy Spirit decide. Does that make sense? Holy Spirit decide who can prophesy. Holy Spirit decide who can pray on behalf of others. Holy Spirit decide who can tell people what they need. So why the church needs prophecy? Why? Any answer from the congregation? I'm sorry? We want to hear from God. To rebuke us. Guide us. I'm sorry? To tell us more about the future. Right. Ephesians 4:11-13 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. So what we're looking at here is that the Holy Spirit identify people and call them, identify them with a specific gift, assignment, if I may use it. So those we just came to read all our responsibilities that the Holy Spirit assigned people, our gift. Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, and for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why the church need the gift of prophecy? Verse 12 answered that. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So for us to move, to function as a church, God has given us the gift of the prophecy. In fact, Paul says someplace else and say, don't just cling to the spirit of, want to speak in tongue, but I prefer that you prophesy. Why? Because it's better for the congregation that way. So, it is not quite right to say we don't need preachers. It is not quite right to say, let's continue studying the Bible and it's good enough for us. No, it's like we are ignoring another part of God's work. Because the church also need to prophesy. Verse 13 says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So Christians began as baby and they made their way up. They became grown men in Christ because they've studied, they've done, you know, they've studied, they prayed, they read, they follow the instruction of God unto the point that they understand things The Bible used the term so that we become a perfect man. I don't know if we're talking about us being perfect, but I think it's telling us that we become full knowledgeable about who God himself is and how we walk according to his own desire. So, another question. Can we prophesy today? I see some people nodding head, some people speaking loud. Say, yes, we can prophesy. How do we know that your prophecy is coming from God? How do I know what you say is exactly what God? Alignment with the Bible. Yeah. That's right. Let's see. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have this scripture put in my sermon, but I think it's important to read it. It's in Acts. Let me see if it's Acts 17. Yeah, it is in Acts 17, verse 11. It said, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So if you read verse 10, it says, then the brethren immediately sent Paul to Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jewish. So basically, the brothers in Berea study the scripture constantly. They study the Bible constantly. And they've been compared to the brothers in Thessalonica. And the scripture is saying that the brothers or the church in Berea, they are very active. They are very active. What does that mean? They're eager to search the scripture. Any other word? They just don't hear the word and say it's good enough. Thank you, pastor. Thank you, elder. Oh, that was a good Bible study today. I'm glad I came to church. The Bible says they don't do that. They listen to me talk and they say, I'm going to find myself to see what he said is appropriate. They are students of the Bible. They read constantly. They compare. They read Genesis chapter 17, verse 18. They move back to Revelation and say, is that what the Bible is saying? Is this correct? And then they go, well, he gave a Bible verse today. And he says something like this. Is that what the scripture is talking about? Then they compare that to the Bible. They ensure that the speaker is correct. Yes, in order for us to know that your message is coming from God, it has to come from the Bible itself. It has to come from the Bible itself. That's one way. Well, let's read Isaiah. Is Isaiah chapter 8, I believe. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So, today, there are prophets. People claim they are prophets. If, in fact, people claim they are Christ Jesus. Correct? Yeah. I mean, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, my sister sent me a video via WhatsApp. And as I was listening to the guy, he claimed to be the Antichrist. And so he convinced his followers to get that number 666 somewhere in their body. And they are passionate about this. And they are so into it. And everybody is excited that, you know, they're following this guy. Claim to be the Antichrist. But anyway, if we don't speak according to the law or to the testimony, it's not either or, both. If we don't see that, then there is no light in them. If someone claims to be a prophet, it's okay. Because the Bible says, Jesus says, in Matthew 24, it says, many prophets will arise. Did they say the true prophets? There are false prophets that will arise. That's, so be careful. What that means is that there will be true prophets as well, but be careful because there are many of them that aren't coming forth, aren't supporting their statement, based them on the scripture. And so be very careful of those. Brothers and sisters, that's just one of way to notice this. We got to be students of the Bible in order to stand. So, as we say, if anyone claims to be prophet, it's okay. But has God chosen him or her to be a prophet? That will be the question. We Adventists believe that Ellen G. White is a prophet, and we've been able to test Ellen G. White, and she passed the test. And from her own statement, she said, the Bible is the standard. The Bible is what will guide us all the way to heaven. My word assists the Bible. So, read my words, but also do not forget the black book. The prophet herself is pointing back to the word of God. She isn't saying, abandon the scripture, follow my direction. She's saying, use this to assist you. Ultimately, the scripture is your guide. Things that Ellen G. White says, we've seen them come true. And there are some that maybe is still there that hasn't happened, maybe. But we do know that some of her statements, some of the things she talked about, they came to pass. I think it's in Jeremiah, says, yes, Jeremiah 28 verse 9. When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophets know that the Lord has truly sent him. Deuteronomy 18:22 said, if what a prophet claims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, That is a message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously. Do not be afraid of him. So, when the message comes to pass, we know that is a prophet sent from or by God. Paul says, brothers and sisters, I want you to prophesy more than to speak in other languages. Because speaking in other languages turn off the congregation. It doesn't benefit everybody. It benefits the individual, and it may benefit some people, but if we prophesy, it benefits the entire congregation. So, Joel also tells us that in the last days, there will be similar things. Let's see if I can find that text. Okay, let me open from here quickly. Joel chapter 2. It's one of the small prophets. Joel. Okay, Joel chapter 2, we'll read from verse 28. Verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. What the Bible is saying, it says in the last days, God will enable people to prophesy. God will enable people to dream. God will put everyone to work. Some will prophesy, some will dream. Verse 29 says, and also on my men servant and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Having said that, I call us again to be very careful, because based on the word of Christ himself, people will come to show wonders. People will come to perform miracles. People will come to say, I am from God himself. You know the story about David Koresh. You know the story about all other people who came to boast. The gift of prophecy is an important tool for the church. At the same time, we must be very careful as who we associate with, because we can be deceived if we are not like those brothers and sisters from Berea. We can be deceived, and in fact, somewhere it says, if they are not of Christ, they are blind. And if blind people lead those who are blind, they all are lost. The gift of prophecy. I will pray to God, but I will ask him what he wish me to have. What gift he wants me to have, and how he wants me to use this gift. Right? Well, I can also ask, please give me the ability to prophesy. The Holy Spirit determined that. The Holy Spirit can say, yeah, I will approve this. You will have the gift to prophesy or speak in other languages. Or have faith. Or be knowledgeable about things that God himself sent out. Well, as we go through this Sabbath, which is set aside as for the spirit of prophecy, I will encourage everyone and invite all of us to study the word, to read the scriptures, to search here and there, and to compare the passages and allow our spirit to explore the writings of our sister Ellen G. White. By doing so, Paul says, we are better than the others. He's not comparing us, or he's not saying how great we are, but it's the fact that when we read the Bible and we let the Holy Spirit guide us, we get closer to God. We learn more about who he is. He guides us through the right path. After all, the Bible is good for our instruction. It's good to teach us. It's good to guide us until we become the perfect man of God. I wish and I pray for all of us to love the word of God, to love the Bible, and to love the spirit of prophecy, which is a testimony of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, what we learned today is that if we are a part of the remnant church, we will love to keep the Ten Commandments of God. If we are a part of the remnant church, we will love to keep the testimony of Jesus. We will love to have it with us everywhere that we go. It will be a testimony to the world that we belong to the remnant church. We belong to the church of God. We belong to Jesus himself, who is coming ultimately to take his people to him. I would like to invite you at this point to pray. If you would like to commit yourself again to studying the Bible, I would like to invite you to stand up. If you want to commit yourself again to reading the Bible and to pray and allow the Spirit by his own word that we will be able to become the keepers and the doers of God's own will and keepers of the commandment and the doers, I would like us to pray together. God, we want to thank you so much for the ability you have given all of us. Each one of us standing before you today have a particular gift that the Holy Spirit has given him or her. And we pray as we go through this day today that we will be able to identify our gift that you have given us, and we will be able to use this gift, because when we use them, the church grow. We also pray that we recommit our vow to studying your word daily, to pray to the Holy Spirit to give us light so we can understand what we read. And also we want to commit again ourselves to you so that we can cling to your testimonies, the testimonies of Jesus, the prophecy, the spirit of prophecy, along with the Ten Commandments. The Bible says we are a part of this last, the remaining people who follow the instruction of you, the remnant church. Help us to stay in this race until we see you in the sky, where we can claim that we have been waiting for you, you our Savior, and we will be with you forever and ever. Bless this church. Bless individuals standing today in front of you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.